Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. It had been a long, long night for Jesus, but a new day had dawned. A day that the Lord had made. A day long coming and ordained of old. We rejoice because of this day, and we call it good. T.S. Eliot comments, "The dripping blood our only drink, the bloody flesh our only food, in spite of which we like to think that we are sound, substantial flesh and blood. Again, in spite of that, we call this Friday good." We call it good because Jesus took it all our pain, all our sin, all our sickness, all our shame. And Psalm 22 is the canticle, is the song of his suffering and execution. It is also his prayer from the cross of Calvary. And it is quite apparent that Jesus thought this psalm to be about him. And he prays it from the cross. He prays for deliverance from dying this day. O Lord, do not stay far away. You are my strength. Come quickly to my aid. Save me from the sword. Spare my precious life from these dogs. Snatch me from the lion's jaws and from the horns of these wild oxen. But his answer comes not on this day that we call good. No. His answer comes later on Easter morning. His answer comes at another time, not at the time of his cry, not at the time of his prayer. His answer comes in another way, but not on this day that we call good. In anguish, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help?" What agony he endures, and below him his mother in anguish. At the foot of the cross, she beholds the Lamb of God. The prophecy of Simeon in Luke 2 has come to pass. Her heart, her breast has been pierced. Safely, Jesus was brought from her womb, and from her breast he was led to trust in the Lord. And this trust led him to this day, the day that we call good. This trust led him to a Roman cross. This day we call good because he suffered. The ruthless crowd mocked him. The leading priests and the teachers of the law joined in. He saved others, but he can't save himself. The jeers cut deep this day, mirroring the wounds to his mortal flesh. For this day we call good, they pierced his hands and his feet. This day we call good, he could count all his bones. This day we call good, his garments were gambled away. Yes, this day he was in excruciating torment. And yet from the rugged tree, no curses came from his lips, no utterances of remorse, no confession of sin, for he was innocent. Innocent, and like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter. With his last breath, he cries out, he shouts, "It is finished!" Redemption won this day that we call good. For truly, he carried our weaknesses. Truly, he was weighed down by our sorrows. Truly, he was pierced for our rebellions. and crushed for our sins. This is why we call this day good. Jesus died in our place. He alone is our substitute and our Savior. He is buried in a rich man's grave, cut from the rock, and the stone of death seals his tomb. Yes, Jesus was buried this day, and we call it good. Yet the answer to his cry, the answer to his prayer comes later on, Easter morning. Not this day. His answer comes in another way. Resurrection. But not on this day. Like the two Marys in Matthew's account, we must sit across from his tomb watching, waiting on this day that we call good. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for giving us the precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let us be ever mindful of this great sacrifice each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.